Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I forgot to announce that it's Sunday, February 3rd, 2008. We're going through the phones heavily tonight. We're talking to Norma from Kansas. Norma, what part of Kansas are you in?
Central Park.
Central Park. I've been there. I remember once I had a car breakdown in Kansas, and this was in summertime, and I started walking. And I'll tell you, I was getting attacked by insects. I thought I was under attack by the Luftwaffe.
Well, we got attacked by a tornado this summer within a half a mile twice, two nights in a row.
Yeah, nature's very close to you in Kansas. We don't quite have that same breath of the Lord's hand on the East Coast that you do in the Midwest, I don't think, even though we certainly have enough snow to go around the entire nation. But be that as it may, Norma, you've been ordered to provide restitution. You know, restitution is nothing more than a remedy for a breach of contract. And there are a number of contracts at work in your case, and unless they're remedied, then you're stuck with the restitution. You remember signing documents?
Yes, I did sign documents under much stress.
Yeah, you signed appearance bonds, you signed, when you were incarcerated, you signed admittance documents, you signed documents when you were released, you signed to get paper and pencil in prison, you signed for food, you signed for clothing, you signed pretrial, you signed a probation order, and Lord knows how many other documents. So,
correct.
In a situation like that, my feeling is all of that has to be all of that has to be undone, and it has to be undone with flair and style. We have to make it clear that number one, that all of the previous liabilities are satisfied. So we will satisfy those liabilities in cases like that. Number two, that a new contract is being offered, and in fact will be accepted by their failure to respond, which reflects full payment, settlement of the account, and satisfaction of all of the previous contracts. Number three, we can turn around and rescind anything that we think may be damaging as well. And then the new sureties are surrendered to serve out the liabilities of these parties. Now, the liability of the defendant that for whom you were signing previously, they will be bearing the responsibility for that party. The Liz Pendant is nothing more than an enticement to bring you in as you are a defendant, worse, a bankrupt debtor in a system of bankruptcy, and bring you in to argue and fight some more because they have no shortage of tools to enforce. So until one is out of that system and free of the privileges and the benefits of the United States Federal Corporation, until that moment, then one is still obligated under all of those previous contracts. So we pay, we redraft, we surrender the successor sureties who have accepted liability by virtue of their acceptance of payment and their failure to post the payment to the appropriate accounts, and then we walk. Now, then the question becomes, how does one defend one's own property?
And
we'll take that up very briefly after the break in the next segment. Friends, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Please join me in 3 minutes. And Norma, sorry to cut you off, but the music was playing in the background.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com. Or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad
you're welcome back, folks. You're listening to Take No Prisoners. A few football fans, by the way. The Giants, I have the screen on right now, and Eli Manning is dropping back. They're down by 6 points with 2 minutes to go. He's about to throw a Hail Mary. There it goes. Only kidding, folks. The Giants won. I thought we could have some fun there. I can see all you people running to the screen, and now we just have the core audience of true believers. So Norma, let me ask you, if I may, a couple of succinct questions, all right?
Fine, thank you.
All right. How much commercial experience do you have?
In dealing with situations like this?
Yes.
I don't have any. I've spent the last several weeks reading all your transcripts from your last 3 months' programs, learning about your processes.
Okay, well, that's a start. That's very good. So you've made an effort there. You see, the decision as to whether one is to take a commercial approach, or any approach for that matter, is not easy, because clearly, I would not want to be culpable in the slightest way in enticing someone into a remedy where they wind up in worse trouble than when they began. And when one has already served time, been paid 18 cents an hour, and had all of those other funds going elsewhere to the state, when the state has amassed all of these bonds and liabilities on your back, when you signed all those documents, and the only thing that's left is a fine or a penalty, and a restitution qualifies as a penalty, by the way, or a year in probation, then I'm always thinking about the dilemma of, well, for this particular party, this poor guy has no commercial experience, hasn't done anything like this, and really is only facing a year of phoning in to a probation officer. Does he really want to get involved in this process? And I don't have the answer to that, of course. No one has the answer except the principal and the Lord. One has to look within themselves to see how strongly their convictions are. The way through a situation like that, if one does decide to use commercial remedies, is to pay the obligation. We would pay the restitution. And then the entire, the beauty of the BIC method, the logic behind it is so extravagant because we pay whatever they ask, and now they face the awful decision of holding an instrument they know is negotiable. They know it's a monetary instrument, and deciding just how deep into fraud they wish to go. And that's what would happen in a case like this. We've had great success, and I can hook you up with a mentor who has had good success. I have one fellow in mind in particular, and if you send me an email, then I will see that you're hooked up with him within a couple of days. But let me just add this, that the idea of a commercial remedy in a scenario where you don't have experience and where they're coming at you through statutes, such as a Liz Pendant, means that at some point you will have to be defending property as well as yourself. Now, they view you as property, but I find it a lot easier to defend ourselves than it is to defend our property. And the way I defend property is the same way that you may have heard me discussing earlier in the broadcast when I was talking about repossession and how we intend to mirror repossession and repossess the funds and keep the product. That means going on the attack. That means being aggressive without being violent and without being argumentative or provocative. And that may not be for everyone. But if they're coming for a piece of property, then certain procedures would have to be done to protect that property. One of those procedures, commercially, is to use a commercial lien in this process. And if they come for my property, then I'm going for their property. Now, they'll again try to resort to criminal. And at some point, you reach a standing where none of those things matter because you realize they're simply all commercial process, and I'm going to keep sending it back to them with settlements, but they're going to wind up holding greater and larger amounts of liability. So there'll be some decisions to be made there, and I'll let you discuss that with the mentor and also some other procedures that might be available to help in a case like this. So, Norma, thank you for calling. I don't have any quick pat answer for you. You're very welcome. I appreciate you calling in for the program. Richie in, is it Louisiana? Richie, Los Angeles, Louisiana. Is there? Are you there? Well, Richie dropped off. Okay, Charles in Tennessee. Charles is gone. Tom in California.
Hello, Score Central.
Tom?
Hi, Sam. This is Thomas in California. How in the heck are you?
Yeah, hi, Thomas. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's nice to see you're on the air. Like you, I was not lured into the psychobabble of this pigskin preview stuff. Anyway,
yeah, it's
I wanted
very
to
excessive.
Ask you real quickly, the items that we talked about 4 weeks ago where you said they're still in beta testing on the private set-off and funding bond and that other
yes.
process... the process that goes along with that, the supporting...
Yes. Our bonding process, yes.
Yes. Are you anticipating putting on another of one of your wonderful presentations back there in the great state of New York?
Well, Thomas, not at this time. I'm biding my time to see where we're at. There are an awful lot of important situations unfolding at the moment, and no decision has been made at this time, but you'll be the first to know.
Okay. Real quick, too, also, on Friday, one of the notaries who attended your last October seminar went to the county notary or county recorder's office down in San Diego and basically was told he could not file or record the certificates of non-performance dishonor. He picked up his cell phone and dialed 911 and called the sheriff's department and demanded someone be sent out because there were rogue agents operating at the county recorder's office, impairing his lawful obligation to fulfill his obligations as a notary public. And so the poop started hit the fan. He was forced to leave, but we're going to go back with some other members of the state, officers of the state in regards to notary, as well as... witnesses
Thomas,
armed with instant affidavits.
Well, very good. May I suggest that when one goes into situations like that, that you go prepared and literally and loaded for bear so that it's not a high-profile situation, but something that's handled through channels. And very often, we like to telegraph that in advance and let them know. Now, I reviewed some of these procedures on the December 1st program, I believe. That was devoted to sheriff sale. But in a situation like that, I'd like to have... I don't like statutes. I don't use statutes except when I can use them to enforce their liability. So I would have that particular state statute with the clerk's obligation stated in black and white. I would have officers from... who sanctions... Who commissions notaries in California? Secretary of State?
Correct.
Yes, so I would have agents from the Secretary of State's office there. Yes, I'd have instant affidavits. I might even have a subpoena. That would be the simplest way to get the message across. I wouldn't go aggressive, but I would be prepared to ask for the county attorney. And I'd ask for him authoritatively and say, ma'am, this is John Jones. He's an observer from the Secretary of State's office. I'm going to have to ask you to bring the county attorney out right now because I don't think you want to accept the criminal liability for the actions that you may be doing under orders here today.
Well, the funny thing is we found the Senate Assembly bill that gives authorization to do what this gentleman was attempting to do there. And the gentleman that told me this yesterday, because I was down in San Diego yesterday, he basically has it, and he's going to take it with him. Hopefully we're going to have four notaries and three witnesses.
Good. I would also have bonds and promissory notes and subpoenas handy and... be prepared to sign off three notaries on a subpoena or a summons. I'd have to recheck California, but as I recall, notaries in California are duty-bound and have the power to enforce that subpoena as well. Well, let us know how it works out, Thomas, all right?
God bless you, Sam. Yahweh bless you and you and your family, and thanks for all the wonderful work that you do.
Thank you for calling in, Tom. We appreciate it. Thanks very much. Pete in Washington.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, certainly, Pete. Hi.
I hope you'll excuse me under the stupid question is the one not asked.
Yes, of course.
I don't know anything about what you do, and I've been listening to your stuff for quite a while, and I want to know. And basically, I've gone back and listened to some of your first shows on Republic Broadcasting, and I didn't get anywhere with it. So, I'm at the point where I know what a chain of title is and how to get a patent on land, and I don't sign anything anymore where I have to swear to be a U.S. citizen. I was going to dig a hole and disappear, but I'm realizing I can't do that. And it's amazing because tonight you're talking about what I've been dealing with. All my licenses come due this year. What do I do when I'm driving around with no driver license, no car license, no nothing like that?
Yes. Well, Pete, let me ask you to hold for a moment. We have some music in the background indicating we're coming up on a 3-minute break. stick with us. We'll be back. I'm not sure there's a question in there, but we'll figure it out and continue with the phones. I see they're loaded. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. In response to an email, I seem to be getting a lot of these emails, the contract dispute settlement package is not for settling issues with IRS. We have other, much more specific BIC process for that. It is not designed for settling tax issues or foreclosures or issues with a bank. It's for private disputes, contract disputes, a dispute one might have with a contractor, with an employer, with a between two doctors or between two clubs, or basically anything that mano a mano might occur. For those, it's excellent. Where someone sends you a letter and says, hey, your fence is too close to the to my property line, and here's what I'm going to do about it. I'm going to sue your butt off, that kind of stuff. That's where it would come into play immediately. So that said, let's go back to the phones. Pete, you still there?
Yes, I am. And I have a question.
Please.
My question is, since I know nothing about what you do, is there anything I can read or a place I can go to listen to something so I can learn the terminology and the basis for the stuff you're doing?
Well, I think some of the earlier programs on another network might be in our transcript file. So if you send an email to restore.america,
restore.america@hotmail.com,
I'll send you off, or Brian will send you off, a zip file with our earlier transcripts in it, okay? See if they can be of help. I'm not sure what else to advise you other than a local study group. I think PIC, although it has complexities and is versatile and there are hundreds of files and hundreds of things we can do, it's pretty straightforward.
I don't know what BIC is.
Yeah, it stands for Beneficiaries in Common. Let me suggest that there are different levels of listening. And the first time we listen to things, it tends to be a little cursory. And we tend to skim over things to get an overview. Now, maybe it's time to go back to those programs.
Okay.
And listen step by step.
Okay.
There is also the educational forum that I was suggesting earlier in the program from that group Hope Source. And I believe that they are specializing more in education as opposed to just crises situations that people present them with. And
yeah.
So you might want to drop a line to them and see what kind of program they have that's available as well.
See, my reasoning
is... Don't do anything, Pete. Don't do anything, of course. If you don't understand, then the last thing in the world you want to do is any action or even an act of omission that could get you into further difficulty.
I have till September to decide about the licenses because most of my licenses come due in September.
Well, if in doubt, renew them. You can always rescind licenses after the fact.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Of course. Whose signature is it?
It's my signature.
Right. Can't you take a license, accept it for value, send it back over the promissory note for any injuries that have been caused by that contract?
If you say so.
Well, that's what we do. You do understand that when you signature goes on a piece of paper, you've agreed to some form of contract, or else your signature wouldn't be needed.
Well, the last time I got my driver license, I got away with putting I reserve all my rights with my signature.
Sure.
They didn't like it. But I haven't been to court, and I'm going to end up in court if I don't have any licenses, and I've got to start deciding what I'm going to do with that.
Well, as I said, I think a lot of people share that feeling this year.
Yeah.
And so I'm suggesting that we should lay low during 2008, and this will make itself known and clear. Are you married?
No. I'm not hurting anybody else.
That's why you don't understand about involuntary servitude contracts.
I've been married.
Pete, thanks for calling in. I'm going to move on to Carl. And Pete, send me an email for those transcripts, please. Carl in Montana.
Montreal? Are you talking to me?
I believe so, Carl. My apologies. It says M-O-N. I assumed Montana.
Oh, see, I'm the American.
Carl.
Yeah.
We charge a fee for Canadians.
See, I'm an American. I came up to Canada. I had an injustice with the American legal system, and I've been listening to your show. I called in the Stat Miller show and a couple of the other shows. One of them had me on as a guest. I've been detained by the Canadian Immigration Service for 8 months, and they're using mental health system and other things to keep me locked up. I have witnesses and other people and friends coming to court for me, and they cooked up...
Where are you now, Carl?
At the Laval Immigration Detention Center in Laval, which is north of Montreal.
So you're calling from the Immigration Center?
Yes.
Why haven't they deported you?
Well, I'm trying to stay here, and I'm trying to stay in Canada because I didn't like how I've been treated. I don't like, you know, what's going on. I've been speaking out against this police state system we're, you know, living in. And
you think Canada's any better?
Well, I mean, I was harassed by Secret Service and agents coming around. I thought I'd come up here, you know, I could be able to, you know, start over. I just, you know, didn't feel safe living there anymore, and the way everything's going. And speaking out against the injustices, and I was...
All right, Carl, that music means we have another break coming up, but I'll ask you to think up your $64,000 question for after the commercial. I'm surprised they let you hold on the line this long, but I'm glad they did. And we'll be back in 3 minutes. Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back, friends. This is the final half hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Carl, are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Carl, you call up with a difficult problem, not something that's real appropriate to a radio program, but why don't you ask your question and we'll see if there's something that we might suggest for you.
Yes.
What's your question, Carl?
Well, I'm trying to file something on these people here because they keep changing their story. And, I mean, I've been held and detained for 8 months. I called Kevin Barrett's show. I called a couple of the other shows.
What's your question? Carl, do you have a particular question about something in your situation that we might address?
Well, yeah, about filing commercial liens or something, or to remedy my situation, because I've been detained, and, I mean, I came up here declared a political asylum. There are other Americans that have come up here as well because of the situation in the States, and I want to be able to file some kind of paperwork because I'm not getting anywhere with the immigration court or with the court system here in Canada.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure that I'm the fellow to assist you in this situation. I'm not very familiar with the Canadian system. We do have some folks up in Canada that have attended some of my conferences. They would probably know more about that system than I do. It is, fact number one, it is a legal fiction corporate entity. It is operating under the blessings of the Queen. It is subject to commercial process. However, you don't have standing up there as an American.
No, I know.
You have standing down here, and so I don't necessarily see that you're in a situation as a living man or a fiction to do much up there. It's their country. They can run it any way they want, fiction or not. And your remedies should lie down here. Do you know what I mean by the term BIC?
I'm not too familiar with that, the process. I remember you heard it, somebody else asked you.
Do you have any commercial experience?
I'm familiar. I've read a commercial lien before. I've seen one. I've seen the affidavit filed and
okay. Have you filed a UCC-1 anywhere, a financing statement, or given public notice? And do you have a security agreement?
I think I had one. It was filed back in 2003. It was a form filed with the, I think it was in Washington State I had it filed, because it was one of the few states that they accepted. It was a piece of paper and saying that I claim everything as mine, you know.
Why do you not remember that clearly?
I remember I had somebody fill one out for me.
So you didn't take a hand in the process?
Well, I know he knew more about it, and I remember I had one of those forms.
Yeah. All right. My daughter has a favorite expression, that the universe will teach you the same lesson until you learn it. You're in a situation that is not unfamiliar to me. In fact, over the weekend I spoke to someone else in Massachusetts about someone in a situation that bears similarity to yours, in that both you and this other party, I think, have had a failure, and don't take this personally, please.
Yes.
But you've had a failure in understanding who is responsible for your remedies. When one says to a third party, would you file those papers for me, and then moves on, not understanding the significance of the papers, then you have defaulted on the opportunity to learn more about who you are and what your remedies are. That was back in 2003. That was, 4 to 5 years ago. That's when Winston Shrout started to go public with some of his experiences and understandings. And 5 years is a lot of time. You can train a doctor in 5 years. But here you sit in an institution in another country because you left this one instead of finding the remedies that would be appropriate to deal with it. So may I suggest, with all due respect and with compassion for your situation, it's no fun being in a facility like that, may I suggest that you examine your approach to these things, and maybe it's time now for you to begin the hard process of learning and accepting responsibility for the decisions and the procedures that you'll have to undertake, as opposed to looking to other people to institute it for you or for your remedies. You can certainly look to them for their knowledge that they're willing to share, but you won't be able to look to them for your abilities, your skills, your courage, your determination. Those things will have to come from inside you. And that's why you're sitting there for 8 months. If I was in there, I don't think I'd be in there for more than a day or two. And that's if I was in there at all. But if I presented myself at the Canadian border, it would be with a clear understanding of who I am and what I'm trying to accomplish, and I would be prepared for that scenario, both in my head and within my heart, and also in the materials and people that I had prepared on the outside in the event that something like this did happen. It's I don't know what the library facilities are like there and how much freedom you have, but if you're on the phone here for an hour,
yeah,
you must have a fair amount of leeway, because if you're in prison, at most you get 15 minutes, and it's not a good phone call, and it's monitored the whole time.
Well, they have regular phones here, and they sell calling cards. You can have money on you. It's not a jail. It's an immigration holding center, but... You know, they have a pay phone, you can call 800 numbers, and then they have other phones, you have to dial 9 out and use a calling card and local numbers.
Well, you'll have to decide which way you want to go. Do you have access to the Internet?
No, I don't have access to the Internet in here, so.
Yeah, that's definitely a difficult situation. Do you have access to people on the outside that you've worked with?
Yes, I do. I contact them mostly if I need material or something.
Then have one of them contact me by email.
Okay. I have my lawyer here to contact. I have the other people working on my case up here. So.
Yeah, there's your problem right there, that you're using an immigration attorney. But at this stage in your education, that may be all that's available to you.
Yep.
And it wouldn't be appropriate for me to intrude on your conversations with your attorney. Your attorney may be telling you that he feels he can have you out in 6 months, or that you're destined to be deported. Perhaps you should accept the deportation, come back, and get down to the hard business of learning. Down here, learning commercial process, learning about sovereignty, and then if you decide to take it on the road, you'd be better equipped to handle it. Does that sound like it might not be unreasonable?
Yeah, I prefer not to return to the United States, but I mean, if I go to another country, I just don't want to have to live in a country. It's becoming a police state. I know everywhere around the world we're having problems. It's just the way, you know, I leave myself open having a criminal record. And
Carl,
in a cooked up psychiatric
report. It may pay to ask yourself, is living in a country that feels like a police state any more restrictive, where you have access to the Internet, where you can walk on the streets, where you can travel in vehicles, albeit with some identification? Is it any more restrictive than living in an immigration detention facility as a prisoner? On that happy note, why don't you mull that over and decide what would be the best course of action for you? You probably will not find a remedy up there that you were not able to find down here, and that you weren't able to find where it really originates within you as a child of Yahweh. Why don't you think about that?
You know, Yahweh is probably the only one that can help me out, so I mean, it's like...
Well, Yahweh helps those who help themselves.
Yeah, I know we got to work together.
And I suggest that it would be in your best interest to look over the events of the last 5 years and decide if you wish to keep repeating them or move to a new approach. And if you decide to move to a new approach, there are plenty of places in the States you can locate and affiliate with study groups and grow your knowledge. Because if you attempt these things without knowledge, then you'll probably wind up in detention for much of the rest of your life.
Yes.
Think about it, Carl. I'm sorry, I do not have a silver bullet for you in this situation.
All right, thank you.
Right. Good luck to you up there.
All right.
John in Arizona.
And Sam.
Hey, John, if you tell me you're in an immigration facility in Arizona, I'm hanging up.
Okay. No, but I just got out of a jail facility in Arizona. I was charged with second-degree murder, so it's a pretty big deal.
That is a big deal. And,
yeah.
And John, were there... Is John your real name?
Yeah, and so obviously I can't discuss the case because it's all over the news out here, but I've been studying this stuff for a long time. I even worked directly for Aaron, helping to make the movie America, Freedom to Fascism, so it's not like I'm new to this at all.
All right.
So, and, you know, I post a lot of stuff and have for years under the name Mobinem. On a duck, and I've spent some time with Jack Smith talking about stuff, and I've talked to Gene Keating for quite a while. They took away my phone, which had everybody's number in it, so I can't get a hold of Gene. I can't get a hold of of Keith Livingway. We studied the whole thing about the seals together and came up with a lot of that stuff. But I haven't really done the process. Like a person that was in your seminar a couple months ago is a man named Sean Rice, Rabbi Rice.
Yes.
Yeah, and I just completed his law class about 2 weeks ago. So, I mean, I'm very familiar with this stuff. I have not done the paperwork. I know I'm in a very, very bad situation. And
you have, John, you have active charges now for second-degree murder?
Yes.
Was this a crime? Well, I don't want to ask you any questions about this on the air with your regular name being used. That would not be productive to you. And also, until I heard more about the case, I would not feel comfortable really discussing with you these circumstances. I don't doubt for a second your credentials here, and an obvious question that comes to mind is if you worked with Keith on this, on establishing the seals and the cancellatory process, why haven't you used it in this situation at this point? Although, people have to realize that when we're dealing with common law crimes, that there is a point at which the state does have jurisdiction that cannot be overcome, and authority, just for self-protection.
Yes, and it's, you know, and well, that was one that I actually sent you an email, basically asking you if you could contact Keith and Gene Keating and let them know, because they don't know anything about it, because I don't have their numbers, because the cops have my cell phone.
Yeah, that email does not ring a bell. Even though I received so many, I would remember.
I just sent it to
some.
You like 15 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago.
Well, that would explain it.
yeah, well.
But that's about the length of my attention span anyways, 15 minutes. John,
well,
John, do you have a question?
Yeah.
Do you have a question, John?
You know, the whole process here, it's really, I don't know that it's necessarily designed for an extreme situation like I'm in. Would it work in my situation?
Well, I've been asked that question a million times, and it indicates and I don't mean this pejoratively, but it confirms a basic lack of understanding of remedy. Because it doesn't work, it is truly up to the party who is employing the remedy to make it work. May I suggest you listen to last week's program? Sounds like you may have just gotten out, so you may not have heard last week's program.
I heard about half it, and yeah, as a matter of fact, I actually scheduled to listen to the whole thing and then got called out to take care of some work.
All right, well, let me just suggest that, John, and as to commercial process working, let me refer you to 27 CFR 72.11 for the list of commercial crimes. Those crimes specifically, even though it includes kidnapping and white slavery and things of that sort, those crimes differ from crimes such as murder, in first or second degree. Those degrees are artificial statutory nonsense, really. And it would take a very determined effort by someone to employ commercial process in those sorts of capital crimes, because you can't resort to common law for those sorts of offenses. If you did, you'd be executed the following morning. And you can't resort to commerce for that sort of permanent injury to another man, because only the other man or his family can provide the Lord's forgiveness. So those are individual situations. They're obviously very difficult situations. And before I would get started, me personally would get started down a pathway like that, I would want to know the circumstances of the situation.
Oh, I understand. I mean, telling you that I'm completely innocent doesn't really mean much. I mean, obviously, you know, everybody
does. Well, let me say this, John. if someone is accused of a heinous crime, such as murder, and conclusively can be shown, and I don't mean by a court of law, a court of equity, but conclusively it can be demonstrated that that party did not commit that action, but is suffering the consequences of a false charge, that would be a serious crime. The charge of the false crime would be a serious crime, and that would be punishable as a capital crime in any original jurisdiction court. So I realize there are two sides to this street, but before you go down any pathway, I'd appreciate hearing a little bit more about it.
Well, I can tell you, Sam, that the judge kicked me out of the jail in less than 24 hours for a reason.
Well, okay. I'll tell you what a judge said to me this week in private discussions. She said, only since I became a judge have I realized that the police charge an awful lot of innocent people. And I said to her, exactly right. And she wasn't really sure what to do about it until we had our discussion. We'll be back in just a moment for the final segment, folks. Don't go away. We'll try to get to the last of the phone calls also. Thanks for calling, John.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. We're going to go to the phones. We only have 3 or 4 minutes left. Let me just finally say to John, John, it's important to remember that one has to be deserving of the remedy or the remedy won't work. That's really the starting point for all remedies one has to consider. If you have a doubt in your mind that you deserve a particular remedy, folks, and you will fail at it. If you're thinking in the back of your mind, well, I did this, I did that, or I'm not demonstrating forgiveness to my brother, I'm doing this or I'm doing that when I shouldn't be, then nature and nature's law and nature's God will conspire to have you fail at the remedy. Keep that in mind. Charles in Tennessee, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Charles. I have one other call I'd like to get to also, if I can, in this brief amount. My apologies for the rush. You have a quick question?
Quick question. I am in Chapter 13, but also I'm taking my house out of 13 in order to see what I can do with the BIC remedy. And I have a birth certificate bond. I filed the UCC-1s and the AD and the UCC-3 and the security agreements, and I'm doing the promissory note, but the house is not out of 13 yet, but I wanted to make sure that if I do a promissory note with the 1099 OID, the 1040B, 56, and I'm not sure what a 1996 or whatever it is that was recommended, but am I on the right track to satisfy this note and maybe pay the house off after it's out of 13?
Well, we do that. We use promissory notes and other monetary instruments to pay the liability. However, if this is a bank foreclosure, the real problem is not the original promissory note. The real problem is the statute staple contract you signed, mortgage or deed of trust. And that has to be remedied by way of a process to redraw the contract, and then one has to be prepared to defend that because they will tend to ignore process. And I like when they ignore process because that allows me to perfect my remedy and to secure their non-response and a public official's certification of that, and then I can move to defend my property by way of a commercial lien on their property. I guarantee you I can sell their property faster than they can sell my property because they are hampered by their judicial requirements, if it's a judicial state, and they're hampered by all sorts of due process and paperwork and attorneys, and I can give them due process and bring it all to fruition in 21 days. Now, if you go into the bankruptcy, however, that house is supposed to be part of the bankruptcy estate that you
it is
over.
Right now.
Right, and we have some strategies for that. And certainly, the 1 minute that's left is not enough time to discuss these strategies, but there are, let me see if I can find a list of previous programs where we did discuss those strategies, and you might just want to order the Collecting in Bankruptcy CD, which is available at Take No Prisoners at hush.com. You can also request it at restore.america@hotmail.com. That is the most extensive work that's ever been done in this area. It really shows you how we would handle a scenario like that in far different ways than you're imagining. September 16th and September 29th and November 3rd were the programs in the archives at Republic where you can find more on bankruptcy. I'm sorry I don't have time for a more complete answer. That music means we're out of time, folks. Thank you for joining me. Please join us again. We'll have a definitive program next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Good night and God bless.